G'day. Welcome to Partakers Monday ThinkSpot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
What a beautiful Psalm, Psalm 34 is, isn't it? And Psalm 34 verse 5 is one of my favourites. They looked unto him, the Lord, and they were radiant. A few years ago, I was attending a leaders' conference in London, and I can tell you the fellowship there was fantastic, so enjoyable, that when some of us were returning to the main station after the conference, as we were leaving each other on that station platform, we all said simultaneously to each other, let's keep a covenant to keep in touch with each other. You see, we'd had such marvellous koinonia fellowship. And of course, koinonia fellowship is much deeper than having a chat and a cup of coffee after church. It's a far stronger bond between the two who are talking with each other. You see, in just 4 days, we had found an exciting common link between us that we didn't want to let go of. And we kept our word for several years after that. On returning to my home that very same day after the conference, we had expected visitors to our home, who'd arrived earlier that afternoon. When I entered the room, they were sitting chatting with each other, but when they caught sight of me, they suddenly said together, "Where have you been? Your face is radiant." I was slightly embarrassed, but I said quickly and perhaps jokingly, "Well, I've been with the angels." You know, that wasn't too far from the truth, if you think about it. I had been locked in heavenly conversation in wonderful Christian company for 4 days, and we'd enjoyed talking together for hours on end about the Saviour we love and adore. See the first word in our text? They looked unto him and were radiant. Yes, we had looked unto him and were radiant. You see, time passes swiftly when you have koinonia fellowship together. Very recently, Joy, my wife, and I went into our local coffee shop to do our daily thing of sharing Jesus with the people there, when a lady we'd spoken to many times suddenly looked at me and she said, "I want what you've got." She saw something about me that was different to anything, she said, that she'd experienced in her life before, and she wanted it. Friends, people outside the church say to us sometimes, "You show us God and we'll believe in him." Of course, God is not going to come down and show himself in a physical form just to prove his existence, although he did do that for 33 years through his son Jesus. He has many ways of doing that, but especially through us. What do I mean? Well, let's listen to the Apostle Paul. "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." As well as those words, he also said, "Put on the Lord Jesus Christ." And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in the Sermon on the Mount, which incidentally is for believers, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." You and I, as born-again Christians, have someone to show to the world. How can we do that? It's living inside of us, isn't it? We need to become more transparent and Jesus become more apparent in our daily lives. Then people will see God in and through us and hopefully respond as the lady said in the coffee shop, "I want what you've got." Go on, my Christian friends, be bold, be strong. Show Jesus to whoever you meet today and may they give you the same response. Well, how do we do that, you say? Simple, really. Smile, be generous. Listen carefully to them and their needs. Don't do all the talking. Help in whatever way you can. go the extra mile. Pray with them there and then, as they may share their worries with you. Give encouragement. Be like Jesus to them. Let's all shine for Jesus and help change the world. Take care. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
Yes, Lord. That's our prayer today. Lord, shine through me. Make me a radiant Christian for you. I have so much to tell them of the great things you have done for me. I have peace, joy, and such love. I want to give all three to all I meet today. Lord, make them receptive to you in me. May I be able to say today without fear, I feel very strong that I look to the Lord every day and know that he is within me and I am within him. Lord, make your radiant beauty be upon me for your very name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.